I am very happy. I didn't have to do the plot summary because I would have been. Shahrukh was hot in Chashme. Shahrukh was hot in his tie. Shahrukh was hot when he was doing thank you pan banana swala and jiggling his bum.
I think one of the initial scenes where Shahrukh is wearing his glove and then he takes off his glove with his teeth, one finger at a time. It is.
उसकी आंखों से पता चल रहा था कि उसको कितना प्यार हो गया एकदम से.
That's what both of because director ne bola hoga na haath chuo yaar.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of 10 rupees ki Pepsi. Hamara Shahrukh sexy. We are three friends usually who watch a Shahrukh Khan movie from the archives and review it, simp about Shahrukh, and just talk about it for as long as we want to and as long as you listen. This week we have a guest joining us who's a close friend of mine from college, Manya, and she has picked the movie Dawn. Before I hand it over to her to give us a brief summary of the movie, I want to inform people that Manya is a dedicated fan and listener of every episode that we've released so far. And
yes.
A testament to her dedication to being a guest on this episode, she not only watched Dawn, also watched Dawn 2 and the old Dawn, and has come fully prepared with multiple opinions spanning multiple films. And with that, okay, Manya, take it away. Tell us about why you like Shahrukh Khan, what brought you to the podcast, what you like about the podcast, and then introduce the movie. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, hello, everyone. Really excited to be a part of this episode. I think when Deeksha first told me she's going to do this podcast, I was like, bro, I am born for this. I need to be a part of this. What are the capacity? And then Deeksha was like, okay, but we have already finalized everything. I'm like, okay, fine. I will be a listener. So that is one of the reasons. I will be
very dedicated listener. Jo toote koi sapna.
मैंने ना दो बार मान्या का दिल तोड़ा, because even when I asked her if she wants to be a guest, she wanted to pick TDLJ. I was like, no, you can't.
Yeah, she asked me, what do you want to do? I was like, TDLJ, obviously. But she's like, no, you can't do that. So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll pick another movie. But I love Dawn. I think when Dawn came out, before that, and you guys have already done the Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani episode, no? He had that I am the best charisma and aura about him. And he had like that song and everything, but in Dawn, he actually like he portrayed it with his actions, which was so cool. I was like completely floored by him. So I think I love his confidence in Dawn, and also his voice and that laugh. Oh my god! So yeah, I picked that movie. I
love you, Manya, for saying this outright.
Yeah. This was a full, like, I think we were discussing on the chat also, this movie is a thirst trap. He looks so good in the movie. And I hadn't watched the original Dawn ever before this, but for me, Shahrukh is Dawn. But for this episode, I was like, okay, I'll do some research. So I watched the original Dawn and I was like, nope, this doesn't do it for me. I like Shahrukh as Dawn. I don't like anybody else. Shahrukh
that answers Dawn. The question, would you watch it with anyone else?
No, I mean, she would watch it with the original Dawn. There's no way.
No, I would not. This is completely for Shahrukh.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get started with like details about the movie and the plot. So it essentially came out in 2006, directed by Farhan Akhtar, and you can watch it on Netflix or Prime Video, wherever.
I remember. If someone does, हमें तो कभी याद नहीं रहता.
Yeah, I have it in my notes.
how dedicated is she? She made a note. मैं हम लोग notes नहीं बनाते हैं.
Yeah, so
talk about yourself,
Tiki. Hello, Tiki. You big brain cinema.
Yeah. Okay, so the plot is basically there's a team of cops in Malaysia who are trying to catch like this drug mafia who is headed by Singhania at the time. And they want to catch Dawn, who is like one of the most dangerous criminals, and he's part of that mafia. And there's like an introduction to Don where he kills one of his close associates because the associate tried to leave the gang. And the fiance of that associate, Ramesh, essentially, fiance of Ramesh, she goes to the police and then they hatch a plan to catch Don. But then Don ends up killing her and fleeing. So her sister, Roma, she is like very distraught with all of this and she wants to take revenge for both the deaths. So she impresses some of the gang members with her fighting skills and then she successfully joins Don's gang. After that, there's a deal gone wrong where Don gets injured while being chased by the police and then he falls into a coma. The DCP, De Silva, who is essentially heading this team of cops, he privately keeps him in a facility without telling the rest of the police officers. He knows of a Don lookalike based on some past case. yeah, I am heavily using Wikipedia. So he finds a Don lookalike, Vijay, and he convinces him to join hands with the police. Basically on the promise that he will send Deepu, who is a kid that Vijay is taking care of, he will send him to one of the top international schools. So DCP De Silva takes Vijay to a doctor so that they can give him scars that are identical to Don's. In that facility, Don dies after a heart seizure. So Vijay, who is posing as a Don who has lost, you know, all memory because of the crash, he rejoins the gang. De Silva has essentially asked Vijay to get a disc which contains all of the business contacts and details of the gang. He wants Vijay to get that disc to him so that they can completely shut down that gang. Vijay gets that disc, he gives it to De Silva, and then he also tells him Singhania's future location. So De Silva goes there and kills Singhania during a raid. But in all of this, De Silva also gets shot, and Vijay gets caught by the police because of the raid. So now because De Silva is dead, Vijay has a hard time proving his innocence because he was the only one who knew that Vijay is not actually Don. I think I missed.
Sorry, I'm laughing. But that's
hey, it's okay. Mani, if you miss a couple of details, it's okay.
There was this part where Roma found
out. I am so glad.
The Arjun Rampal plotline is very forgettable. Like, it did not really add much to the movie. Matlab, 12 saal pehle dekhi hui movie mein mereko yaad nahi tha. Mani ne kal raat ko dekhi, usko yaad nahi tha. Theek hai? No, matlab, it's very believable. Nobody remember. I mean, he's hot and it's important, I guess, to the ultimate plot, but not memorable.
Yeah. No, not Jasjeet. Essentially, Roma also finds out about Vijay's real identity when he was trying to find that disc and give it to De Silva. Roma finds out that she tries to kill him and because she thinks he's Don. And so De Silva and Vijay basically tell her that no, this is not Don, this is Vijay. So that happens.
I'm not a jungly billi lover, okay? I'm just Vijay from Banaras.
Yeah, so that's what she told him. So Roma is also aware of his innocence, right? So after he gets caught, he basically escapes from a flight, which is such an amazing scene. They're being transported to Malaysia and he gets into a fight with his associate, essentially escapes from the flight from a parachute, which is a very interesting scene of him almost flying on the pretext of a free fall. But it is Don, so he can do this.
Don would be
a
success.
Yes.
Chidiya Ud? Something Ud? Don Ud?
Don Ud. So then Don's associates also find out that, okay, he is not the real Don because he was saying all of that to the police. And they also turn against him. Now coming to Jasjeet, let's give a backstory about Jasjeet. Deepu's father.
All you need to know about Jasjeet is he's very hot and he's played by Arjun Rampal. Yeah. He's a hot dad who's in jail for most of the
movie. He's a daddy.
Yeah, he's really hot in the film. And he does all of, I think most of his shots are like him working out or him being angry. That's it. That's all that there is to Jasjeet, except that one shot where he's that IT consultant, which I did not like at all.
Hey, you're forgetting my favorite shot, the fight scene between him and Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
He's not just flexing his muscles, he's using them also.
I mean, he was in jail for like how many years there? I mean, working out and being angry is literally all he's got.
That's true. That's true. So there's a whole story to why he was in jail also. And he essentially wants to kill De Silva. Okay, when he's released from prison, he wants to kill De Silva. The backstory to that is that some years ago, somebody had kidnapped him, kidnapped his wife. And then also kidnapped him, and they were blackmailing him that if you want to see your wife alive, you need to steal some diamonds from Mr. Joshi. It was either his client or his employer, but he had some Joshi. Information about how to get into that place. So that person wanted him to steal those diamonds, but when he was in the act, like De Silva basically caught him red-handed, and he refused to believe Jasjeet's story, which and then he just put him in prison. So Jasjeet's wife died in all of this, and now that he's out of prison, he wants revenge and he wants to kill De Silva. So Jasjeet goes to his apartment, finds the disc, and he gets a call that says that we have Deepu, you need to come here and get the disc with you. When he goes there, he realizes that De Silva has been alive, and De Silva is actually Vardhan, who was part of the whole racket. They are essentially the same person. And he was using Vijay.
But Vardhan is like slightly more emo version of De Silva, like, you know, with the kajal and eyeliner and like the slick back hair. And he's like, if
leather
De Silva
jacket.
One day,
leather jacket.
They had to like somehow differentiate. I think even with Vijay and Dawn, they tried to. Even Shah Rukh
had a different
look for
the hair. And he
jet
somehow,
black hair, jet black. I couldn't get past the hair in that, and also the some kind of foundation or something sapphire they put on his face.
I don't know what it was.
No, I'll tell you. I don't think it was. I don't think it was the foundation. I think wo usko lip color de diya tha na paan ki wajah se, to contrast was more. Like his skin looked lighter because of his lips.
Actually, I felt the other way. I think they gave him more white foundation or sunscreen or something, and then put that orange red thing so that it like just takes the whole thing to that area. I don't know. Like I don't know if I'm saying what I'm able to explain. I'd like to say, pardon, Jovi, XYZ. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead,
Madhya. Yeah, but we could visually tell the difference. So, So they find out that this is Vardhan, and he was just using Vijay to reach Singhania. But Jasjeet and Deepu, they are able to escape that place, and they team up with Vijay, Roma, and the Interpol officers, basically. In the final scene, Vijay calls De Silva to a place so that he can give him the disc. And he essentially Vardhan. At that time, Vardhan is looking for that. So he calls Vardhan. And then he gets a confession out of him. He gets arrested. There's a whole fight sequence, which is very hot. from Shah Rukh's perspective,
Boman fight Irani sequence with Boman Irani in it, and we're calling it hot. Okay.
No, Boman Irani has acted very well, but Shah Rukh, dude, his face when he's doing all those punches, he has such anger on his face and in his eyes. His hair is all wet. It looks so good.
It's not like she has eyes for Boman Irani at all in this scene.
Yeah.
वो बोमन ईरानी होता कोई और होता परेश रावल शी वुडंट गिव अ फक
या दैट्स ट्रू आई वाज नॉट रियली नोटिसिंग इट एंड
या
इट वाज हार्ड फॉर मी टू कीप अप विद द स्टोरी आल्सो बिकॉज़ आई केप्ट फोकसिंग ऑन शाहरुख बट या सो देन इन दिस फाइट विजय वाज वाउंडेड बट द पुलिस बेसिकली फाइंड आउट बिकॉज़ ऑफ द कन्फेशन दैट ही इज इनोसेंट सो दे सो ही इज टेकन टू द हॉस्पिटल. And at that time, Roma confesses her love for him. But he says a line, "Mujhe jungli billiyan bahut pasand hai," which Dawn had said to her.
Oh, yeah,
alert. Yeah, yeah. So now no spoiler. It's been a while since this movie is out. This line.
Listen, I am so proud of you, Manya, that you kept saying Vijay, 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 Vijay till the end. Like you spoke like how the movie is. That's yeah. not how we were doing, like when we were talking in chats while earlier, we never called him Vijay. And yeah, throughout yeah. the movie,
we were gone to us, we all knew the twist. Yeah.
Manya is yeah. a very nice bacha, very nicely she's saying in the end, but yeah, end mein wo na jangli miliya bahut patanda bhi, that's so nice.
It's obvious that people are following Manya's story to wait for the twist. She's going to surprise them. Dekho twist tha
isme. Yeah, so he said, he tells her that mujhe jangli miliya bahut patanda, and which Dawn had said to Roma in private, so she realizes a little too late that oh, this was actually Dawn, but by that time he had escaped. So they then like the movie basically explains how it happens, that in that hospital where Vijay was being given the scars like Dawn, Dawn had essentially woken up and he had replaced the beds, the hospital beds between Vijay and Dawn, and so the person who actually had the seizure was Vijay. So yeah, Roma realizes that oh no, what has happened. Yeah, Dawn is scot-free, he rejoins Aisha Kopikar. Wait, what was her name?
Isha Kopikar.
Yeah,
Isha Kopikar. So inconsequential, naam bhi nahi yaad hai.
Yeah, so yeah, he's basically free at the end of the movie, and he says, "Dawn ko pakadna, mushkil nahi."
You know what I love about that scene is that he didn't even need to do it. Like, he could have gotten away and no one would have known. And he could have, like, completely, or like, you know, just hidden the fact that he is, in fact, Dawn. He could have exploited that so much more. But yeah. he just had to do it for the thrill. Like, he just had to. And it was twice that he did it, you know, like. In the beginning of the movie, when he has Kareena Kapoor hostage and the gun doesn't have bullets in it, and only he and Kareena know that the gun doesn't have bullets in it, and right when the lift door is just about to close on Boman Irani's face, he clicks the gun, and then yeah. Boman Irani knows, oh fuck! Like, that's nice that he had that power move on, you know, the person in front where the door is shutting, and he's done something that, you know, like, just for fuck's sake.
You know how people say you have fuck you money? Like, Dawn just had fuck you power. Like, I can just do things to fuck around with you.
It's very yeah. thrills by Shah Rukh. Very thrills by yeah. Shah Rukh. Like, the end, when he just tells her for the thrills of it. And the door closes and the mirror, you can see the shift in the
yeah,
face.
See the, slight yeah. expression change.
His,
yeah.
his eyes, and he's just place. Like, I have won, you know. I have won at life, you idiots. You meager people. And it is so, oh, very, 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 very Shah Rukh Khan, yes.
But I also love that in that last scene only, when he's being wheeled into that ambulance, they're presumably his men, right? Because that is his escape. So he asks them also, oh, can Roma come with us? Like, he's he wants to come. So he has left all of that just for like, oh, just for show. So okay, let's go with the first impressions. What did you guys think? Did anybody watch it for the first time, or had everyone?
No.
What a joke. I think like a joke. Better question to ask is, how did you feel? How did you feel about the movie when you watched it for the first time? Like,
yeah,
did you watch it in the theater? Like,
so I
did you watch it in the theater?
And, like, that I don't remember if I watched it in the theater or not. But when Dawn was coming out, before I watched the movie, my parents told me to watch the old Dawn because they said it's a remake of that and you should watch. So I knew what the plot was going to be loosely, right? Like, I had seen the Amitabh Bachchan Dawn and I was like, okay, this mother. This will happen. Vijay will come. He will take over. So that was the background with which I watched the movie, which I'm sure a lot of people watched the movie with. So the twist at the end was really mind blowing. Like, it was like when he said, "Mujhe jangli billiya bahut pasand hai na," that same realization that dawns on Priyanka dawned on everyone that was watching the movie. And I was like, "Fuck!" Like, they remade this movie, but they added a twist. Like, And I mean, they added multiple twists. The Vardhan thing was also a twist, but I feel like that's still thoda non-consequential. Matlab, at least in the in this Dawn, because it was played by Bhavan Irani and he's like a celebrated actor and everything. I don't even remember ki purana Dawn mein kisne play kiya tha, kya tha, Vardhan ka kuch role bhi tha ya nahi tha. That was it, the movie was all about Amitabh Bachchan, right? But yeah. That was not like, I mean, yeah, the movie was all about Shah Rukh Khan. I will not deny that. But yeah, I mean, Bhavan Irani's plot twist was also interesting.
You can't take away him.
Yeah, you can't take that away. And yeah, dude, it was just like such a fun film.
Yeah, I remember when I watched it in the theater, and so I hadn't watched the previous Dawn, so I had no idea what's going on. And despite that, I was also completely blown away by the twist. Also, my parents who were with me, I remember them being very apprehensive because for them, remaking old music and old movies is always a bad idea. Why are you touching our classics? Like, we would feel if someone would make DDLJ later, right? We're like, why would you touch our classics?
Exactly. And it's exactly the same time difference also, like 1970s, 2000s versus...
So they were very apprehensive that this is probably a very bad idea, but they were also completely blown over. Like, this is such a good movie. Such a good movie. And actually, the Vardhan twist is also there in the previous Dawn. Just that in that, the guy who plays Malik is actually Vardhan.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's not that Vardhan, Malik used to be Vardhan. In that movie, he just impersonates Malik. Vardhan is a separate character altogether, impersonating a police officer. Yeah, but that twist was still there. But this was, this was completely mind-blowing. Also, then you realize, okay, obviously there's going to be a sequel then, because that's probably why they did it, right?
Yeah.
तो गाइस मेरे को तो ना याद ही नहीं है कुछ. आई एम प्रिटी श्योर मैंने ये पहले देखी है. ठीक है,
मतलब तुम्हें कल रात का याद नहीं है कुछ या फिर पहली बार देखने का
कल रात का भी कम याद होगा.
तो मैं नहीं
प्रीति, डिड यू वॉच द मूवी फॉर द प्लॉट?
व्हाट वाज द प्लॉट?
Watch it with plot.
I am very happy. I didn't have to do the plot summary because I would have been... Shah Rukh was hot in Chashme. Shah Rukh was hot in his tie. Shah Rukh was hot when he was doing Thai ke Paan Banana Swala and jiggling his bum. Everything is Shah Rukh was hot in his tub. Like, saying Jangli Billi ab hot pasand hai. Twice, how am I supposed to? When so in, after the interval, we guys took a break for the listeners here because Mania had a meeting. So 30 minutes to 40 minutes we had. I went back.
You needed to rewatch the important scenes. What was the definition of important here?
Yeah, I would also like to know that.
So I totally missed Priyanka Chopra's entry. Clearly, I had no idea. I was just so amazed by her. I totally missed ki wo aayi kaise andar, ki usne kaise unko impress kiya. No fucks given. Okay, that I missed this whole Vardhan wala scene ki. Who the fuck is Vardhan? When Bhavan Irani is telling ki they will not know who I am and he's burning that photo of him sitting with Singhania. Even though I'm trying to be nice with you guys on chat, in my head, Vardhan kaun hai yaar? Mere ko Dawn pata hai, Vardhan.
Oh God.
Sorry. So clearly, I didn't remember a lot of the movie from 2006 because I didn't remember.
Yeah, and this was also like a relentless assault on your senses, right? And because first there's Shah Rukh in all his glory, and then there's Arjun Rampal in all his glory, and both of them were fighting in all their respective glories. So, I mean, really, you had no chance there.
I mean, yeah, my daddy issues were even called out. How do I care about the plot somehow? But to be fair to the movie, I went back because I was so I think first 15-20 minutes took me a while. Like, for me, it's when Shah Rukh is like, "Meko uske joote dekhe the uske," and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like his shoes. He makes that very amazing face when he's terrible shoes. So I think that's for me the point in the movie. I think when I'm just like, "Ooh, sexy. Oh, okay, something's gonna happen," and then you know, I'm somewhere getting into it. But of course, Hot Shah Rukh, so I couldn't really focus much. And at the same time, as the plot was thickening, I was like, okay, fine, I need to go and really pay attention because this is a nice movie. I am forgetting why this is a cult. So that's why I went and rewatched it.
Yeah, so for me, I think the one of the, I also watched Dawn now, and one of the main takeaways for me from the movie was there was such flair in not only the dialogues, in the acting, in the way they had shown all of this tech. And the surprising thing was, like, even though they show like such a high tech world, there's like, nobody has the real photo of Vardhan or Dawn. It's so funny to me that, oh, you're like colliding these two, you're saying both of these statements in one breath. How is that possible? But they completely believed in it and they just ran with it. So I loved the confidence of everybody in the movie, the makers and the actors. That's what was like a really big standout. And all the flair that Shah Rukh brings is just amazing.
He has so much style, such pizzazz. Just he's wearing a tie inside his shirt and like, you know, collar wala kuch nahi ho, kis kaam ka tie hai pata nahi.
I mean, that's actually hota, but that's called a cravat. It's a thing.
I did not know that.
It's not a cravat, though.
Never
it's
seen
a cravat,
it
dude. It's a cravat slash scarf which men wear. It's common.
It's not necessarily. No, it's not a tie. It's not a tie, but it's also not a scarf thingy.
It's cravat, not a scarf. Cravat.
But like,
cravat.
The one thing that you
oh my
put
god,
in
guys,
your,
can we just all agree Shah Rukh is stylish and not argue about the definition
That's
of
for
a
sure.
fucking cravat or whatever?
I mean, Preeti wanted to debate that point, brother. But yeah, this movie has so much flair, like so much style. And see, it's always very difficult to make a remake. And one, you're making remake of a very iconic movie of its time, right? Very iconic, which people associate with one of being the best action movies. Secondly, you're taking Amitabh Bachchan's movie and remaking it. And who's doing it? Shah Rukh Khan, who's anyways compared to Amitabh Bachchan, right? He was the superstar of his generation. He's the superstar of his generation.
Yeah.
So you're taking a pretty big risk. And to do that, I think Pran Akhtar obviously had like a very big role in that because the music... It's so contemporary. Mm-hmm. I was reading a bit about it. Is that he wanted to make a very similar story, which he did, but place it in a very modern looking sort of a setting, which is where all the tech and all the pizzazz and all the, you know, style comes in. And obviously, Shah Rukh just carries it off so well, so well. Like, I think uska pura body act kar raha hai. Like, his body language is acting, his clothes choices are. Sort of, you know, very well chosen, and I keep saying is throughout the podcast that Shah Rukh's eyes act. Dawn was the first movie that it really hit me hard because all you had to do was look in his eyes and you could see this is Vijay, this is Dawn, this is Vijay, this is Dawn, and kept flashing throughout the movie, right? And now we can catch it because now we've seen it multiple times at least I have, and you would expect and know that this guy is actually Dawn. His eyes acting, that's just unreal.
In this movie specifically, also his lips. I don't know. It's like, you know, the way he blows the smoke out. And also those sneering expressions that he makes on his face. Like, you know, where like one side of his mouth will go up and like his nose will all get crinkled. And oh my God, he's so good with his facial expressions. And it's just so delightful to watch.
And the body language as well, like the way he has the Dawn walk and he goes.
The Dawn walk.
Like, you know, it's Dawn. And the way he's like, there is a scene wherein that jo bhi hota hai, safe space. Safe, bolte hai, kya bolte hai? Not the safe space, like it's a safe space. But jahan pe wo saare paise rakhte hai apne,
jo bhi, tijori wala.
What is it?
Safe. Yeah, safe. Boy, locker, whatever.
So, uspe jab us locker ko kholta hai CD rakhne ke liye, there is, and he's wearing that pink shirt because it probably came in my dreams last night. he goes into, like, he puts his hand on that locker thing and he just leans and he's just like this. I don't know, the way he just moves speaks Dawn in the movie. And I was like, wow. Like, oh my God, wow.
You know,
I've been prepared for this.
You know, Shah Rukh says a lot of the times that he wanted to always be an action hero, but like, you know, this Yash Chopra and gang sort of just put him into that romantic hero archetype. I feel like Don was him finally realizing his dream, and he was so excited about it that that excitement came out in the character. So not only is he doing all that action, he's just genuinely so pumped to be playing that character that like it's just coming out in his body language and his expressions, and it's just elevated the character so much.
Yeah, and it's such a great combination of like the comedic timing of Shah Rukh as an actor, right? There is comedy in there is action in there is a little bit of romance also. Like, it was like the perfect amalgamation of Shah Rukh the Badshah of Bollywood.
And like
the Badshah of the Underworld.
And by the end of it, when you realize like this guy is actually Don, like you're all the more impressed by first of all Don, because like he's pulling so many strings, right? Like
he was supposed to be in a coma and he did a body exchange. He woke up from a coma.
And secondly, like because now you're impressed by Shah Rukh because you've seen the movie, like we saw the movie again and correlated all the points where you could see like the hints of Dawn when he's actually being Vijay. So as Deeksha pointed out, this is another level of inception, right? It's Dawn playing Vijay, playing Dawn at times also being Vijay back again.
Deeksha said it much better though. Deeksha,
repeat my ass, please. I said it's very similar to Fan. Like, you know, you have Shah Rukh playing Shah Rukh pretending to be Shah Rukh playing Shah Rukh.
Sorry, I had to take that big one a little bit. But Trippi's Vendetta. Don.
And I think this movie just got like so many things and everything right. It just, I mean, you try and look for bad things. The music is blows it out of the park.
Amazing.
It's so good. Like,
I love that they did a mix of the old soundtrack kind of they added original songs to it. I really liked Kareena's number also. Like, I thought it was a really good homage to Helen. And like she holds her own as an individual also. Like, it's not just her copying Helen, right? Like, she's shining in her own right. Like, I loved it. It was too good.
Yeah, it was.
And the chemistry between Shah Rukh and Kareena is also off the charts. And at the same time, I think TC and SRK didn't really have to probably act a lot.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that in. We definitely had to address that. This is probably where PC fell for Shah Rukh.
Bro, matlab the way, like with those scenes when she's looking at SRK for the Dawn for the first time and she's at that beach bed kind of thing and the way she's looking at him, and when the roles are reversed, when she's in coming out of the swimsuit and he's coming, and that wink, which I had to go back twice and thrice to see. Like, it was the energy, the way they are dancing together, even in the Main Hoon Don title track, when she's wearing that gown thingy, and you can just see like the ease and the, I don't know. Although I do think Shah Rukh can probably romance a wall if he wants to. How can we forget? Fall will Achilles for the slander. I think my brain has really lost its marble after seeing Dawn being so hot in a bathtub. But yes, it was really.
DK, I have a question. Were you actually trying to blow the bubbles away of Shah Rukh? or at least manifesting it a little bit. Ke thode se toh udjao, please.
Nahi yaar. मतलब मैं काफी ऐसे थर्स्ट बोलती रहती हूँ, लेकिन ऐसे असली में मुझे लगता है कि काफी पावन शाह रुख ही अच्छा लगता है मेरे को।
तो तुम्हें चैट में क्या हो जाता है ये? What is this? कि मैं रियल लाइफ में ठीक हूँ, but चैट में फुल हवस। Only हवस।
With you guys, I can be unhinged about it, ना? So मतलब प्रियंका was also being a little bit unhinged here and there. Like, उनके ब्रश कर रहे थे हाथ आपस में, उसकी आंखों से पता चल रहा था कि उसको कितना प्यार हो गया एकदम से.
डायरेक्टर ने बोला होगा ना हाथ छुओ यार.
इतना इम्प्रोवाइज कर दिया होता देन इट वुड हैव बीन अ मच बिगर स्कैंडल. लाइक फरहान अख्तर वुड ओनली बी लाइक तुम पहले ये कर लो, बाद में शूटिंग हो जाएगी.
And that's also kind of true. But yeah, like I really enjoyed their screen space together a lot. Like even though Priyanka's role is also kind of forgettable-ish,
I don't think it's forgettable. Like I
think it's very
she
minor.
Really leaves the mark. But she really like the impact of her role, her screen presence is insane.
I think. Right. I don't feel she, like she I, had as much of an impact as even Bhaman Irani. And I feel like she I
No,
mean
she doesn't
the
have
role...
much of an impact on the story, maybe, but when she's on screen, I could really feel it. And I don't think anybody else in, at that time could have pulled it off with
Yeah,
the
but I
way
think
she
that
did
is
it.
I would argue that that is any scene with Priyanka Chopra in it. Like, no matter how minor her role is, like, I haven't seen Baywatch, but I would assume that her screen presence, even in that movie, is like, you know, fantastic because it's Priyanka Chopra. But the role of Roma, I was a little disappointed. Like, I think they could have done a lot more with it than they did.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Roma, now that I think about it, it was mostly used as a plot device to let the audience know that this is actually Dawn. Other than that, there was not much of her role, even if, let's say, Roma were to not be in that story, right? Vijay would have still continued. He would have still, like, escaped. Like, Roma didn't really do anything in all of that. Only at the end when he's basically trying to flaunt that, oh, I'm Dawn, that's when Roma ka role comes into picture. So she was mostly used as a plot device in this one, at least.
Also because I think original
Dawn,
Dawn mein that whole twist thing doesn't happen and she plays the primary love interest.
Yeah.
Yes, mein she doesn't end up being the love interest, so you feel that she's being discarded off.
Yeah,
and
she becomes more
really
of a Buri Aadat.
Buri, yeah.
In more ways than one. Yeah.
But like yeah. I thought this is one of my like I think my favorite performance by Priyanka, and like I was a huge fan, like I was a huge like I'm still I'm still admire quite a bit, but to the extent that I would go on Facebook and write comments like PC rocks with multiple X's.
You need to start a PC simping podcast also.
Comments, you know, status update, whatever.
I think Nick Jonas might just start one.
I mean, I wouldn't
blame
him. Simp
koi nahi hai duniya mein Priyanka Chopra ke liye.
Yeah, but he's too cute. They look good together.
But yeah, yeah, I think that everybody is sort of looking so good in this movie. You know, I think the most style yeah. quotient bahut zyada, like Bhuman Irani also, yeah, imagine. He's also pulling it off so well.
And he's doing so many action because... scenes, like with
yeah.
no, like doesn't seem like a lot of effort. It looks very effortless.
Hey, one more thing on the style yeah. quotient. I feel like a lot of early 2000s fashion does not age well, but that doesn't seem to be the case for this movie. I don't know if you noticed, but even the stuff that Priyanka and Isha and Kareena were wearing was, it was not, it, it's
yeah.
not something that will go out of style even today. I mean, it's still the 2000s fashion, like it's still the skinny jeans, long top, low rise, whatever, but it's not, I mean, it's not tacky. Like a lot of early
yeah.
2000s fashion kind of feels now.
Yeah, it was really, also
I
it was really elegant.
One,
sorry.
I have
yeah,
one
the
question,
gowns
Anya.
Are gorgeous.
Too gorgeous. I agree. Well, I want them. You all have watched Donna, original OG wala, 70s
yeah.
wala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have one thing that it's been in my mind. Whenever like I rewatch Dawn and all the songs and everything, I see that even though like Shahrukh was given some kind of leeway in showing his flamboyancy like
yeah.
a lot as Dawn. And when I think of Amitabh, I think of an angry young man and the kind of aura that he had all this while.
More macho.
So, yeah, like the machoism, like high and all of that. And I didn't, even though Dawn is supposed, like in this movie as well, like I'm kind of scared of him with the things he's doing. And at the same time, I'm like, oh, so cute. Come here, baby. But that's me all the time. But I don't think that's a vibe I've ever had with AB. So, like, just as a comparison, like, is that the difference, like, a big difference when you experience the two movies together? Like, that is very macho and... Like
yeah, I haven't seen the original Dawn in almost like 20 years now. But when I watched it, I wouldn't say when I watched it, but when I watch any old Amitabh movie, I feel like he's that more stereotypical male lead character, right? Like whether in a negative role or in a like positive role, he's just, he has more of that, I don't know what the word, more masculinity to him. Not necessarily in a bad way, but it's the older masculine ideal that, you know, is not as popular nowadays. Whereas with Shah Rukh, I don't think I've ever felt that. Like, maybe somewhat in like Pathaan Jawan last year. But before that, yeah, I think Shah Rukh does give a little bit more like playful feminine flair to his characters, even like, you know, even someone as vicious, scary, and like definite negative role sort of character like Dawn.
Like in this movie, all his shots and all the the clothes he's wearing are very colorful, very, I don't know, fluid, flowy, and all that. That purple shirt that he wears and the
flamboyant.
Yeah, very man who carries them with such panache. So that's always been in my head ki when I go and watch Dawn from the 70s, probably it would be a very different vibe than this one. And
yeah,
Manya,
even I didn't feel like I was like falling head over heels in love with AB, like the character that he was playing. He was too stiff for me, because I always associate like this these kind of mannerisms with Dawn, because I've watched the Shah Rukh Dawn many times, right? So I kind of love that he has that feminine streak that Disha mentioned, right? That he's so comfortable with it. He's just like, yeah, and I'm even like, I am this person, and also I am Dawn that you should be scared of, and I might just kill you. Like, he has that kind of, he just carries it all together. Yeah, I didn't really like the mannerism of Amitabh Bachchan in the old movie, but I guess, yeah, it was for its time. That was what the ideal was, and that was what he was trying to play. But yeah,
that's sort of the character he pioneered, right? The angry young man. So I don't know, uske pehle thoda romantic hero chal raha tha, and that is when Amitabh Bachchan's angry young man role became the big thing for quite a few years, and then things fell flat, and then Shah Rukh's kind of character, you know, sort of softer version of the male lead hero. So both of them sort of pioneering their own times and their own characters, and that's what Amitabh Bachchan was playing into, I'm pretty sure. And you ask any man of that generation, for them, Dawn is Amitabh Bachchan.
Yeah.
But honestly, for us, Dawn is just Shah Rukh Khan, there's nobody else. And
yeah,
I don't know, God forbid, for the next generation is going to be bloody Ranveer Kapoor, Ranveer Singh.
Yeah, it's going to be Ranveer Singh now.
I don't think Amitabh's Dawn could be like as playful about things as this Dawn was. Like, in the sense, just for funsies, he's, you know, he's singing Khaike Panwara. So, like, you know, it's not Vijay, it's actually Dawn. Like, he's just, you know, pretending to Priyanka that he's this innocent, like, little Banaras boy. And I really can't see Amitabh playing a character that would do that.
Yeah, there they really did a proper separation that only Vijay can do this and Dawn will do, like, these kind of things. So, I think that was very, he played two characters that are very different. Yahan pe, he was mostly Dawn. Vijay was just for 2 minutes in the movie. For like that one song.
And then Khaike Paan Banaras Wala is happening somewhere in Malaysia. All these Desis are coming in. And I'm buying into it. Like, I think I wouldn't have, like, I was questioning it in my head. Did I miss something? Because I was missing the plot very much earlier. So, I thought, how can it be that they are coming from India?
Why would you not buy into it? Yeah, agar wo, matlab, they can go to Switzerland and sing songs. And they can
of all the things in this movie that you would not buy into.
There are Indians in Malaysia, no? Unka horo, unka community hai wahan pe. Wo log apne shaadi bana rahe
hain. Shivratri bhi chal raha
hai. Yeah, so, I mean, that is one of the more believable parts of the movie. Air, wo log, target कर रहा है, and that all of that is slightly more unbelievable, and some plot lines here and there which you give sort of Bollywood license to, कि ठीक है कोई नहीं, this much is okay.
मैंने मान लिया था थोड़ा, मतलब मैंने इसमें ज़्यादा question नहीं किया था उसको, लेकिन question कर रही थी कि मैंने कुछ miss कर दिया, मैंने movie पे कुछ नहीं do किया, ये movie की गलती है,
गलती मेरी है, मैंने कुछ गलत किया होगा, movie तो is making complete sense throughout.
Complete sense. तुमका क्या बताई भैया कि हमारा हाल क्या है. Yes, I know. What you mean? मेरा भी वही हाल है. मुंह जल गया है.
Cold water, please. Cold water.
Cold water, please. This has to be an ongoing meme now. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to go to like rating, rewatchability?
We are gonna simp. No, what? I want to tell so. Oh, much I thought that was about.
No, yeah, whatever. Simp moments we can start with.
I think I would trust Manya more than I would trust Preeti on the order in which we do things in terms of memory.
I swear.
I think we should rate and review and then go to simp moments, guys.
Go, Manya.
I mean, for me, what I want to call out is that your scale of zero to Bazigar needs to be modified. It now needs to be zero to Dawn. Okay. And I would place Dawn in like 10,000 out of whatever scale you want. For me, I have watched it for Shah Rukh and rewatchability. I mean, I have watched it so many times now. In fact, for this episode, I watched it twice. The first time I was just trying to like remember all of the story and everything. The second time I was like, okay, I need to make a plot and quiz out of it. Okay, so I was watching it and I kept forgetting that I need to pay attention because I would keep simping over Shah Rukh. The same thing happened yesterday also. I was like, okay, now I've watched it twice, like recently only. So I completely remember it. In this watching, I need to make a quiz. And I again forgot. So I had to do it. So for me, I will watch it however many times with pleasure.
Will you watch it if it's not Shah Rukh, then?
I mean, I have watched it once for research, but no, I didn't. I didn't enjoy it as much as I did Shah Rukh's Dawn. So, yeah, I would probably not watch it a lot of times. I would give it a shot. The story is definitely interesting. But I won't watch it again and again. Yeah,
I think, for me, I would still... This movie is not as good as Bazigar. Sorry, guys. But it's still like a 4. Really good movie. Would I watch it for anyone other than Shah Rukh? Yeah, not many times. Like Manya said, like I will watch the Ranveer Dawn when it comes out. I did watch the Amitabh Dawn. Nobody does it like Shah Rukh does. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun genre of film. So I would watch it.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to rate it like 5. It's as good as Bazigar for me for sure. It's if without Shah Rukh, would I mean, they're two separate questions. One is, would it be a good movie? It would be an amazing movie. Like, I'm pretty sure somebody could, like Hrithik, could do their independent version of Dawn and still make it a very good movie. But having watched Dawn, would I watch Dawn with somebody else? I don't think so. But had it been somebody else and I didn't know Shah Rukh was there, I would watch. So to make that caveat, because it's so, now Dawn is so iconic in my mind with Shah Rukh playing him, it's very difficult to associate somebody else. And that's why I relate to all the protests going on against Ranveer Singh.
In the year 2036, when some new age director decides to remake the Shah Rukh Dawn with more added twists, with us zamane ka jo bhi superstar hai, I don't know, like whoever Kartik Aaryan ka next in line.
Oh my god.
Kartik Aaryan doesn't even
will be
come
like,
in this
I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
My principle. No.
Listen, Kartik Aaryan is not allowed to be spoken of in our podcast, okay? This is like a bad word.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your
reason? 5.
And I think I've rewatched this movie so many times ki jab main prime pe maine lagaya tha wo start over karke option aaya mere paas wo play ka option nahi aaya to ye main bahut and so I have this thing like this weird quirk if I see a scene of a movie if I see it on say or whatever YouTube shorts or Instagram reels or Facebook whatever jab bhi hota tha so I have this urge to watch the whole movie and
Nikki so boomer two of the three things he said were Facebook and YouTube shorts like wow
what YouTube shorts are new dude what do you mean
this? Oh Nikki my sweet summer child
but as a boomer
But like I so anyways, I was saying I have this thing. So मेरे एक बार 2022 या 2023 में कभी हुआ था कि I saw Dawn 2 का एक scene in the prison when Shah Rukh sort of gets imprisoned with Boman Rani and they try and escape. So I saw that 1 minute and then I watched the whole of Dawn 2. And because I watched more Dawn 2, I watched the whole of Dawn. So I keep doing this with Shah Rukh movies in the sense कि मैंने एक बार autoplay पे K3G कुछ कुछ होता है and Kalona भी देख रखी है वो 4 घंटे. So but yeah. This little context, but I've seen Dawn like a lot of times. So, and I will obviously rewatch it. Aage jaake bhi. So, yeah, multiple, absolutely rewatchable.
देखिए डॉन और कुछ कुछ होता है.
ओह आई विल आंसर दिस लेटर वेरी डिफिकल्ट
व्हाट वाज योर रेटिंग आई
ओके
थिंक आई मिस्ड इट
फाइव
फाइव
फाइव फाइव
फाइव आउट ऑफ फाइव आई थिंक द
नथिंग
फर्स्ट
रॉन्ग
मूवी
लाइक
टू गिव
शाहरुख
गिवन
लुकिंग
फाइव आउट
हॉट
ऑफ
एज एनीथिंग लाइक ही इज डूइंग
फाइव
रियली गुड एक्शन एवरीथिंग इज परफेक्ट सो व्हाट डू हैव टू कंप्लेन
लेट मी गो अहेड four and a half actually not five for me there were bits of it which didn't have Shah Rukh and I was like where is Shah Rukh oh I just want to
That is why she's cutting half of my pay, yaar.
Yeah, am I hating my
The
rules?
inner fangirl and the inner cinephile inside her are fighting, and she's like, "Okay, fine. I can't make the cinephile lose, but I will also not give the real reason."
like Bazigar, probably because Bazigar is a lot more closer to me because I've seen it like as a child and all of that. So the comparison probably is like I can't do that. And I haven't seen Dawn a lot of times. And at the same time, when I was watching this time, I was like blown by the film, like the way it was directed and everything. Some of the scenes were really shot well. So as a cinephile, yes, I'm moving towards saying five because the BGM is great, the music is great, Shah Rukh is great, everybody is just great, 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 great. And at the same time, just like thoda sa aur Shah Rukh hota to shayad paanch ho jaate. So probably that's my reason. But yeah, great, great movie. We'll watch it again completely. I have no reason why I didn't watch it. Probably because main bahut action movies nahi dekhti thi. But I had so much fun watching it and rewatching it because I missed some of it. So definitely, definitely going to be a rewatch very, very soon. Will I watch it for anybody else than Shah Rukh? Completely no. I think main se to ye sawal puchna band kar dena chahiye.
Literally, Diksha introduced it as a measure of objectivity.
So, matlab, it's a good movie. The story is good and everything, but the kind of pizzazz, the panache, and all of that Shah Rukh gets to the movie. Like very, very hooked, I feel, with his aura and the way he represents any character. I don't think I will be very excited to watch Ranveer Singh wala version. I will watch it, obviously, because I also like him as an actor. But yeah, not very excited about it. So yes, those were my ratings for my Donji.
Okay. Yeah, fair, cool. Fair. I think nobody went below four, so that's awesome.
Dude, below four for Dawn? That's bloody blasphemy. You're not allowed on this podcast if you're rating Dawn below four.
Oh my god. Diggy's gonna kick me off this podcast when we do the Kuch Kuch Hota episode, but anyway. We're not doing it today. Let's talk about some moments, guys.
Let's do it. Who wants to start?
Let's let Preeti start.
Okay, let's just go into this vortex.
It's okay.
मतलब थोड़ा ऐसे वहाँ वही है वो विशेष हो जाएगा मैं सब कुछ ही बोल दूँगी.
ठीक है फिर किसी और को बोलने ले दो. माने तुम बोलो.
मैं तो माने को बोलने तो ले.
Okay, I'll get started with a couple and then you guys can continue from that. So I think one of the initial scenes where Shah Rukh is wearing a glove and then he takes off his glove with his teeth, one finger at a time. It is, oh my god, that I was watching, I have rewatched that scene so many times. It is so hot. I loved it. And I think also at the same, that Paris deal, no? The other guy who's TJ, he says, "Ki, I've always liked you, Dawn." And then Dawn says, "Yeah, I've also always liked me." I loved it. That smile, that confidence, that was so perfect. Another simp moment was when Roma tries to kill Dawn or Vijay. And then he was like, "Tumne aaj tak meri jaan nahi li." Thank you. Thank you very, very much. The way he says it is too amazing. So, yeah, multiple of these. But I'll let you guys get some of the other ones.
I'll add to Manya's last simp moment, which is also one of mine. The two, three times that Priyanka Chopra tries to kill Shah Rukh, I didn't really pay attention to the dialogue. But what I loved was the way it doesn't even take him a second to flip it back on her, like, you know, madam, she comes at him with a knife and suddenly there's a knife at her throat. She points a gun at him and the gun's on her now. Like, as in, he's just so smooth with his movements and it's just, it's too cool. Second thing I had in mind was, actually, it's a very stupid thing, but I thought it was very cute, is this entry in the movie where he's entering that ballerina thing and he's just like dancing into the room and he's like chilling and having a good time. Like, it's so, it really sets the tone for the kind of Don he's about to play.
Go ahead, Diggy.
Go for it.
So, I mean, there's so many. So, my first is when he's watching Tom and Jerry. Like, he's just like, I mean, that's the bloody Don, right? He can
wait. I need to remind listeners that Shah Rukh is naked in the scene in a bathtub. Continue, Diggy. Yes.
I was saying that this kind of Don that he's playing, that he can be topless or naked and in a bath, just watching something like Tom and Jerry, like something as amateurish as that. And that still can feel threatening. That's when he finds out about Ramesh, you still feel scared. Shit, yaar, abhi ye kya karega? So I think how he pulled that off. And okay, my second action, like my second scene moment is not just like one, it's just across the board. All action scenes. Like, because one, they were done so well. Apparently, like stunt directors from Mission Impossible and all were called. And the last scene, Shah Rukh directed the stunts and the action himself, because some story about the stunt director or the action director not getting it right and Boman and Ani getting very late. Shah Rukh did that himself. And the last one is so cool, especially one when he hits him with his elbow, his teeth is coming out.
On
so
the
ferocious.
Head.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So, that's really nice.
Yeah. That and I think that's it. There are quite a few many, but I'll limit it to two and hand over to Preeti.
चलो प्रीति 5 मिनट है तुम्हारे पास.
मैं ये 5 मिनट में सांस नहीं लूंगी. ओके, फर्स्ट इज व्हेन द टेरिबल शूज थिंग व्हेन ही इज प्लेइंग द गॉड एंड द वे ही सेज इट. ओह माय गॉड, माय हार्ट वाज लाइक ओके नाउ लाइक यू हैव माय अटेंशन, नॉट गोइंग एनीवेयर, नॉट इवन ब्लिंकिंग. When he actually, the second is when he actually is wearing that hoodie thing to scare Ramesh. Ramesh hi hota hai na uska naam, jo bhi usko maarta hai
vidhaan.
Ki tum mujhe, I don't care. And the way he's leaning and then he's saying ki mujhe pehle bata dete ki tum chhodna chahte ho and all of that. And then the way, actually I like the way the scene is also shot. So, so that third, the bathtub scene, obviously. The difference between the way Diggy describes his simp moment and mine is that he is in a bathtub. And mine is that he'll say he is watching cartoon and I will probably be like, he is in the bathtub having a ball and talking to people on phone and also laughing at a cartoon. So I... the jungly billy scene, both of them, the way he says it in her ear and the kind of power play that is, it is done extremely, extremely well. Fifth one is the whole song Aaj Ki Raat, when he comes into the song. Priyanka Chopra is amazing in the song. Isha Kopikar was given a very pathetic balloony dress, which I am not a fan of. But the moment Shah Rukh comes in that song in the last Antara, the way the energy of the song changes and the way he's dancing, the happy... There's something about it. I was like, yes, this Don really needs to bloody win everything in the world. He deserves this. He's my boy. So, the last whole action fighting scene when, like, that reminded me so much of Bazigar. I didn't know Shah Rukh directed it, by the way, Diggy. So I'm very, very happy to hear it, because in my head, it's like, yeah, I can tell why he's so good at, like, I could see so much, some resemblance to Bazigar, some things about the DDLJ fight scene that he has had added when he was doing the movie. So, all in all, y'all, I think, sorry, I have.
And also, like, the dialogue he says in that last one, na, nahi, tumhara pyar mujhe yahan khinch laya. That was so perfect.
और वो जो ईशा बोलते हैं ना, ये तुम तो छोड़ने वाले थे सिगरेट, एंड देन ही सेड क्या क्या छोड़ दो, द देवदास रिप्रेजेंट, आई वाज लाइक अभी बोलेगा माँ ने किसने बापू जी ने कहा पारो को छोड़ दो, एंड देन बादशाह ऑफ द ड्रग माफिया लैंड समथिंग, आई डोंट नो, या या एवरीथिंग डोंट एग्जिस्ट एंड आई एम अ सिम्प. Yes, 5 minutes over, I think.
Almost.
All right. Okay, after that amazing simping part, let's move on to the quiz. I have tried my best, but I don't create quiz questions, so I don't know how this is going to turn out.
None of us create quiz questions.
None of us do. Have you seen our questions? They're like, iska naam batao. Iska ye batao.
No, dude. I think the Fir Milenge Chalte Chalte question is still the best question we've had so far on, like, on the non-quiz episodes. I won't compare Arvind's quiz to what we do.
Yeah, especially once you had the quiz episode, I'm like, now how? Like, there's no competition. It's gone.
That is just an anomaly, right? Matlab, wo to dedicated quiz episode hai. Aur usne usko had given him months of notice, and he spent months on it.
There are a couple with multiple answers, but I'll talk about it when we get there. So are you guys ready?
I know you had like one of the questions prepared like 2 months ago, because I was in the car and she was like, I just thought of a question, and she told everybody else in the car except for me. What the question? I'm like, what the hell?
That was actually not related to Dawn, so I can't ask it, but I'll do like a bonus at the end. That's not related to Dawn at all. It's just a Shahrukh related question. Okay. So first question. I'm supposed to keep score now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're all competitive here. We will also keep score.
Apna to rakhi rahoge.
So all answers are like 1 point each. Okay. What were the two character names of Kareena?
Diksha.
I said it first.
I said it first.
Kamini and Sonia. Sonia.
Nice. Okay. Second question. What is the tagline of the movie?
Tiggy.
Dawn,
the chase begins again.
Yes. Nice job. Guys, you have to catch up. What is this?
Preeti, did you just say Diggy?
Preeti is quiz mein thoda underperform kare, so it's okay. Like, she went through a lot yesterday. I mean, she went through a lot. It happens to the best of us. Okay.
So, Diggy with a massive lead.
Of 2 points.
Yeah. The next question is, Dawn says this dialogue, इंसान के शरीर में ऐसी कितनी जगहें हैं जहां तरीके से मारा जाए तो उसकी मौत हो सकती है?
Diggy, but what's the question?
कितनी, what is the number? How many like these pressure points are there?
Oh, अच्छा अच्छा.
Question समझे बिना राम बोल दिया. He knows the movie too well. अब बोल दो.
Negative points if he doesn't get it.
No. अरे what?
Question में नहीं पता था आपको. Question पूरा नहीं करने दिया ना आपने.
अरे
Preeti अपनी rules बना रही है.
She completed the question.
You have to answer.
Anya will take my side.
That was not my plan, but I can do negative points if you guys want. But I'll have to do that to everybody.
Okay, Diggy, go give your answer.
18?
No, that's wrong. Anybody else wants to take a guess?
Why did I think of 18?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it 2?
No. It's a high number.
Okay,
no, I just guessed it's like dil aur dimag or something like that.
Metaphorical answer nahi hai.
Nahi, main socha metaphorical answer hoga.
Preeti, 4?
No. Okay, it was 36. 36, aise points. Yeah.
18, 36, somewhere in my mind it was taking some
he
sort
was
of
closest, but still quite far off. Yeah, he says it initially when he's in Paris, he's doing that deal with TJ. And TJ's like, I'm going to kill you. he's like,
Shared,
he
yeah.
says this dialogue. Okay. So nobody gets this next question. Sonia ke milne aur uske Don ke hotel room aane mein kitna time ka farak hota hai? Go for it.
Half an hour.
Yes.
Bhai, matlab school syllabus se bhi zyada pad gaya hai ye movie.
Are room
dekhi na maine. Itni baar dekhi hai. Mere dimag mein मतलब पता नहीं 2 घंटे 3 घंटे कुछ हुआ देन आफ्टर ही सर हमें अच्छा हाँ वो डायलॉग था ना वे चीज ऑल लाइक जो बहुत जल्दी पट जाती है जल्दी पटती नहीं
या ओके कम ऑन गाइस व्हाट इज हैपनिंग
आई थिंक डिगी गोना स्वीप
डिगी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग डिगी हैज चार्टोफाइड द मूवी इन अ वे दैट वी कांट डू
इट आई एम वेरी प्राउड ऑफ यू Thank you. At least you know the answers. Otherwise, if nobody would have known any of the answers, that would have been murder. So this is amazing. Yeah. Okay, this is kind of a harder question. Ki jo Don ki India mein deal thi, wo kiske saath thi? Do you remember the name of the person?
Diggy.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Jag. Oh man. Jagjeet.
No, it's not Jagjeet.
Oh,
Does anybody want to take a guess?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Is it with some Joshi?
No. No. Joshi to uska boss hota hai.
Haan, Joshi is just Jeet ka boss.
Are kuch JJ type si hai yaar.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll give you like half JJ. A point. It was Jairaj.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Wow. Jagjeet gets him half a point for Jairaj.
I mean I'm okay if you don't give me. That's also fine. I definitely remember JJ something who just Jeet se.
Okay, let's go to an easier question. What is the name of the little kid that
Didi. Didi. I said it first.
I think I said it first.
Manya should decide. Yeah, whoever she heard first.
Nikki, you're already winning. You don't have to.
Okay, so I did hear Deeksha before Preeti. So I'll let Deeksha take this.
You didn't hear me at all, kya?
I heard you somewhere in the mess, but I heard Deeksha first.
That's fine. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, Deepu. Okay.
Cool.
By the way, sorry, before you go to the next question, which by yeah. the way, when you guys were talking about ki isko humne kahin aur dekha hai movie mein and everything, and you guys were discussing Tare Zameen Par or something, I was so lost watching Shah Rukh that I was like,
yeah, we were talking about Deepu.
Oh my god,
we were talking about Deepika.
Did you also no, think that we didn't know which movie we've seen Deepika in? Or like, we don't know what Deepika looks like.
Deepika not is a main
At this point, her brain is not making the connections which aren't linked to Shah Rukh Khan. Ghoom rahe hai khulle hawa mein.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Next question. What was so Vijay was wearing a very weird shirt when he was in the hospital. He was like looking at Don and De Silva was telling him everything. Can you tell me what was on Vijay's shirt?
I knew yeah. Preeti is the only one who has a chance at getting this. Neither me nor Diggy were paying attention to it. It was on Vijay's show.
It was very, like, it just caught my eye because I was like, what the fuck, why? But yeah, go Preeti.
He is wearing a cartoon. Like, he's wearing some animated, wo black t-shirt ki baat kar rahe na, hospital.
Yeah, yeah, that black t-shirt. Yeah.
High-chesting him yeah. and standing in front of the doctor. Yeah, I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
I can guess what it is. It'll be wrong, but I don't mind guessing yes. if Preeti is giving
it. It's a green thing. It's a green.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember everything, but I don't remember what it's.
Is it going to
Deeksha? Do you want to take a guess, Deeksha?
I don't know. Is it The Simpsons?
No. It was can actually Jackie Chan.
Oh yeah, it was Jackie Chan. Oh,
I was like, what is Jackie Chan? Why is this like meta? Does he want to do?
No, there was a dragon. So there was a dragon thingy fully like behind it, and then there was Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Half point for dragon,
Didi. After the fact, she told you Jackie Chan.
Didi, I am on your side, but I also have to be a little fair for the listeners.
अच्छा ठीक है, ओके ठीक है, नेक्स्ट
ओके
क्वेश्चन. और द क्वेश्चंस आर ओवर.
नो वी हैव अ लॉट ऑफ अदर क्वेश्चंस फॉर यू,
यस
यू हैव स्टिल
ओके
रिडीम योरसेल्फ. ओके सो शाहरुख हैज एक्चुअली संग वन सॉन्ग फ्रॉम द मूवी, कैन यू टेल मी व्हाट इट वाज?
दीक्षा,
प्रीति,
दीक्षा फर्स्ट, या
दीक्षा, या
खाई के पान बनारस वाला.
खाई के पान बनारस
यस
वाला,
यस नाइस ओके.
मैंने वो गाया था थोड़ी देर पहले, कहां
अच्छा तो शाहरुख ने भी गाया था
बताया
और मैंने पहले गेस कर दिया कि शाहरुख ने भी गाया था.
कॉन्सोलेशन पॉइंट फॉर यू प्रीति, ठीक
ओके
है, इन योर हेड यू कैन इमेजिन कि तुम्हें मिल गए. ओके
कैन यू टेल मी, सो दिस इज लाइक देयर मल्टीपल आंसर्स बट आई विल डू द वे आई थिंक इन द लास्ट एपिसोड दैट यू गाइस डिड. One person will press the buzzer. So let's say Diksha. She says, Diksha, you guess as many as you can. The moment you're wrong, the next person can guess.
Mana,
Okay?
can we give you points for knowing knowing our podcast so well? Like, bloody hell, dude. It could mean second ki what the fuck did we do? Humne aisa kya kiya?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you to repeat the instructions for
Look at this.
Okay, so does now everybody understand the format? This
No,
is
can
only
you
for this
please repeat
question.
the instructions
Okay,
for
okay.
the question?
Okay, so let's say okay, let's say the question is what are the big four metros in India, right? So there's Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, and Kolkata, right? So let's say these four are the answers. I've just asked the question. You guys press the bu buzzer. Somebody is gonna, let's say Diggy presses the buzzer. He says Delhi, Mumbai, and then Ahmedabad. So he's wrong at Ahmedabad, so he gets points for Delhi and Mumbai. But then between the rest of you, somebody else has to press the buzzer now for the other answers.
Yeah.
And how do you get
Is
points?
that
You have to guess all.
so? Like 1 point for each answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. okay. So this is a very simple. इतना time मैंने इस पे लगाया है. It's a very simple question.
Do it.
what were the locations that were shown in the movie?
दीक्षा.
Go for
Shit,
it.
why? बहुत है. I only remember Kuala Lumpur.
ओके
Suddenly, बनारस. Okay, बनारस. I mean,
बनारस वाज नॉट इन द
बनारस
मूवी.
नहीं
I'm just
दिखाया है ना.
okay, okay.
She got it wrong the first time.
प्रीति. या ओके सो यू गॉट, या प्रीति गो. कुआला
अरे यार
लंपुर.
कुआलालंपुर बोल दिया
बुद्धिस्ट.
उसने,
हाँ
उसका
कुआला
पॉइंट
लंपुर.
नहीं लिया.
हाँ
या
हाँ ठीक है. वो भारत बोलते हैं, इंडिया भारत जब वो शुरू हुआ
इंडिया
था,
इज
सो
भारत.
इंडिया. बट बेसिकली दे ऑल्सो शो मुंबई लाइक द होल मोरिया रे उस एंड मलेशिया.
ए व्हाट इज
दैट्स
कुआलालंपुर?
कुआलालंपुर
कुआलालंपुर.
इज इन
दैट्स
मलेशिया.
कुआला लंपुर.
मलेशिया इन इंडिया यू कैन
डिगी
से.
डिगी डिगी
या
डिगी
डिगी. या डिगी.
लंगावी लंगावी
What? No. Where
सिटी ना.
they don't say it at least.
आई मीन इट्स शॉर्ट, फाइट सीन इज शॉर्ट देयर, दैट्स व्हाई
हाँ
आई
दिस
नो.
इट्स शॉर्ट देयर बट दे डोंट से दैट इट्स अ लोकेशन इन द
ओ दे
मूवी.
हैव टू से इट,
या
इट्स
द
शॉर्ट देयर.
लोकेशंस, या दैट दे आर
पेरिस,
कॉलिंग आउट फॉर द मूवी.
पेरिस
या पेरिस वाज द लास्ट वन. ओके
कुछ
सो
सेड इट
आई
इन द
गेट
बिगिनिंग
टू
ऑल्सो.
पॉइंट्स
सो
ना.
वी गेट 1 point
नो
each.
प्रीति
गेट्स 2 points.
वन पॉइंट
मैंने
ईच. बॉम्बे
मैंने
वॉज नॉट
इंडिया भी,
रियली अच्छा, बॉम्बे
कॉल्ड आउट
इंडिया इज
कि वो,
ऑल्सो. हाँ
ऐसा लग रहा
बॉम्बे
था कि वो
इंडिया.
बॉम्बे है बट या इमीडिएटली आफ्टर दे सेड भारत दे वेंट टू बॉम्बे वाला. सो आई एम जस्ट अज्यूमिंग इट्स द सेम प्लेस बट
या
फाइन.
यू डोंट गेट 2 points फॉर बॉम्बे एंड इंडिया.
वैसे तो कुआलालंपुर एंड
दैट्स व्हाई आई
मलेशिया.
सेड
प्लीज
मलेशिया.
चलो ठीक
ट्राइंग माय
है.
लक. ओके हाँ बोलो.
ओके देन नाउ सम ऑफ द सम कास्टिंग क्वेश्चंस. Who was initially considered for the role of Don? Like Farhan
ठीक
Akhtar, some yeah go
है, ऋतिक रोशन,
go di yeah
ऋतिक
Hrithik
रोशन.
Roshan was initially considered, but then Farhan Akhtar realized that no, he wants somebody who is more established because Hrithik was quite new at the time, so
या
he went with Shah Rukh. And even the role of Jasjeet, this is the next question. Even the role of Jasjeet, which is played by Arjun
डिगी
Rampal, was offered. Yeah, go.
अक्षय कुमार.
Yes. Oh
ओके
my God, this is a sweeping
वी हैड अ गुड रन. सी यू गाइस नेक्स्ट वीक.
आई डिड हैव मोर बट आई फील लाइक आई एम जस्ट गिविंग डिगी मोर पॉइंट्स सो वी कैन स्टार्ट.
ऑसम,
ओके ओके देयर आर सम कंप्लीट द डायलॉग क्वेश्चंस एंड आई विल से द फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ द डायलॉग
नाइस.
एंड यू हैव टू कंप्लीट द डायलॉग. ओके सो फॉर एग्जांपल इफ आई से डॉन को पकड़ना एंड देन यू हैव टू से मुश्किल ही नहीं नामुमकिन है. या दिस वन आई
टोल्ड बजर करना है
हाँ बजर करना है यस ओके कंप्लीट दिस वन डॉन के दुश्मन की सबसे बड़ी गलती हाँ
डॉन की सबसे बड़ी डॉन की दुश्मन सबसे बड़ी गलती है कि वो डॉन का दुश्मन है
डॉन का दुश्मन है
यस
I think this is just a question of who can buzz first because I mean these are pretty iconic.
I mean I won't know them but sure. ठीक लगता है उसको मालूम है सबको मालूम
अरे ये तो
दिमाग में आइकॉनिक है तो लाइक यूनिवर्सली आइकॉनिक होना चाहिए
ये डॉन की सबसे बड़ी गलती डॉन का दुश्मन है वो तो आइकॉनिक
है आई डिड नॉट नो दिस आई वुड हैव गेस्ड समथिंग लाइक डॉन को अंडरएस्टिमेट करना और सम शिट लाइक दैट
वाओ
बट आई हैव सीन दिस मूवी लाइक अ ग्रैंड टोटल ऑफ 3 टाइम्स आई डोंट रिमेंबर द डायलॉग्स
Okay, the next one is, so this happens when he's killing Ramesh, just for some context. Don says, log Don ko nahi.
Duniya ko chhodta hai.
Yes. Okay, Disha is just frustrated ki kya ho raha hai. Oh yeah, I'll give you last, no, last like, easy one, okay?
What?
This is very easy. You have to get it, please get it.
Man is like, please get it.
So, next dialogue is, मुझे दो तरह की लड़कियां पसंद नहीं आती
दीक्षा प्रीति
डिगी डिगी फर्स्ट
नहीं डिगी को बस करना नहीं अलाउड नहीं होना चाहिए अब डिगी ऑलरेडी
ठीक है यार ठीक है तुम ले लो इट्स ओके
ओके दीक्षा गो
वन ऑफ यू टेक इट
एक वो जो हाथ आने में बहुत टाइम लगाती है और एक वो जो बहुत जल्दी हाथ आ जाती है
या एक्चुअली इट्स नॉट हाथ इट्स पास बट
व्हाटएवर
yeah, those are mostly the questions I had. I had some like harder ones for in case there's a tiebreaker, but I don't have that situation.
Ask the hard ones.
What was the car number that was shown at the end of the movie when Dawn gets out?
Bye.
I was noticing it yesterday. I was like, oh my
god.
Is it
the kind of thing Preeti notices? नोटिस किया बट वो ओवरशैड हो गया तेरी बाकी मेमोरीज से इट्स ओके नोटिस तो तूने किया
आई वाजंट एक्सपेक्टिंग दैट पीपल वुड नो दिस आंसर बट आई हैड इट
वाज इट 007 और 888 समथिंग नो और वाज इट 001
2
This was I just had one for like a tiebreaker, which was yeah, it was a tough one.
I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
If you when he's recounting, when he gets his memory back, he's recounting I know tum kaun ho, and Narang tells him ke hamare dande mein hamare dost se zyada dushman ke naam batao kya the. Let Manya take it.
Ramesh was one. Oh, sorry. Go for it, Manya.
Ramesh toh wo bolta hai ki mujhe yaad hai Ramesh kaun hai.
Ramesh, like, is the second char, one. Char dushman ke naam hote hai. Wo kya the?
Oh my God. De Silva, Vardhan.
yeah, that's correct. Ramesh, usne bol diya hai. Ek aur hai.
Yeah.
Which is the tough one. Who doesn't make an entry, like, appearance on screen at all.
Is it... No, it can't be Boris. Boris was the boss.
No, I'll say it. It's Teja.
Teja.
Teja, main hoon maa ki
tarah. Teja, kya hai? Ye Teja.
Oh, I also have one. But yeah, I don't. So, in the safe, there was a painting. Can I do it?
Yeah, it was that Manya. It was that screaming man painting.
Yeah. It's called The Scream.
That was there in another episode, no? I feel like you only...
No, I asked about MF Hussain painting, which also nobody got.
Yeah. Okay,
so I had a question.
Bol de.
Ki jab Arjun Kapoor ko wo uska password galat hai. Sorry. My brain is not braining. बट जब अर्जुन रामपाल जाता है वो पासवर्ड गलत है बोल रहा है चेंज करने के लिए,
पासवर्ड पूछ रही
तो
है तो
मैं पासवर्ड नहीं पूछ रही हूँ, बट वो कैसे गलत होता है।
उल्टा होता है.
हाँ रिवर्स होता है।
मान्यो यू हैड वन मोर
ओके
क्वेश्चन
समझिए।
आउटसाइड द बाउंड्स ऑफ द मूवी. नो डू यू वांट टू आस्क दैट?
ओके या श्योर, दैट्स जस्ट
क्या
देयर इज नो
था?
पॉइंट्स, बट या आई जस्ट वांट टू एडवर्टाइज दिस आंसर। सो वी ऑल नो दैट दीवाना इज शाहरुख's फर्स्ट बॉलीवुड फिल्म, राइट? ही दैट वाज हिज डेब्यू। बट देयर वाज एक्चुअली अनदर फिल्म दैट शाहरुख हैड डन बिफोर दैट। इट डिड नॉट हैव अ थिएट्रिकल रिलीज, इट वाज ओनली मेड फॉर दूरदर्शन, एंड देयर इज नो लाइक नन ऑफ द ओरिजिनल प्रिंट्स आर लाइक दे आर ऑल लॉस्ट। सो कैन यू नेम दैट मूवी?
Something something Annie. I don't it's an
Yeah.
English language film. I can't remember the title exactly.
Yeah. We discussed this movie on like our chats also, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want to
It's
guess the whole thing? But yeah, you're very close.
he plays a effeminate slash gay character, I think. ऐसा कुछ होता है.
He plays a gay man in that,
Gay
yeah,
man,
like
yeah.
a college student.
Call it,
Yeah,
हाँ.
it's called In Which Annie Gives It, those ones. Oh, that's, I think it's
This
on
is
YouTube, like there's a bad print on YouTube, but there's yeah, not many prints that are available for the movie. Yeah, the only thing is it
song.
wasn't a Bollywood movie, it was a movie that he had done for like
Telefilm
Doordarshan.
sort of a thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was the other question that
Okay.
I
Chalo.
had. Awesome. This has been
So
so
much fun.
fun.
Awesome. So
And
much fun.
yeah.
The
Diggy,
quiz
you
was
won the
so good.
quiz.
Thank you so much. The quiz was so much
Oh
fun.
yeah, we just don't take it for granted. We like, we forgot to celebrate the Diggy
Congratulations, Diggy.
Thank you so much. Thank
Oh
you.
yeah, wait, I was gonna sign off, but before we do that, Diggy, you're picking the movie for next week. So do you have it ready, or do you need a moment to think which movie we are watching next week?
It's 2000s, right?
Yep. याद
Leaving
भी दिलाया
2000.
था हमने वैसे डिगी तुमको कि
हमने,
याद
एक्सक्यूज मी
से
प्रीति
प्लीज
प्रीति को कल की मूवी में क्या हुआ वो याद नहीं है.
या
ओके ओके
मुझको पहचान लो, डिगी आई सिंग फॉर यू टिल द टाइम यू थिंकिंग अबाउट अ
थैंक्स
मूवी।
थैंक्स.
ओके
हाँ
तो
ओके या आई हैव डिसाइडेड.
दिखे आई एम गेसिंग
बार बन या सीज।
या बार में सी
या
सच.
आई गेस चलते चलते
आई रियली वॉन्ट से हम तुम्हारे
ओके
सर
दिस
इज टू
इज
थाउजेंड नो।
या
हाँ
आई वॉन्ट से चक दे।
ओ
ओ
नो
वाह
वी दैट्स अ गेस्ट मूवी
चेक दिस
सेफ।
टेक इन. या ऐसा गेस मूवी सो यू गेस इन.
ओके लेट मी लुक एट द फिल्मोग्राफी, आई डोंट रिमेम्बर।
अरे आई टेल यू इट्स दिस हेराम शक्ति चलते चलते कलोना हो यलामे जुदाई के वीर सारा स्वदेश पहेली
ओके
ओम
कल होना
शांति ओम
हो।
कल होना हो. ओके कूल ओके प्रीति इज गॉट इट राइट. इट्स ओम तुम्हारे सनम.
ऑसम, माय गॉड, आई कांट वेट
लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू
वॉच
इट.
दैट मूवी।
Really wanna watch it.
आई हैव सीन दैट मूवी एंड इट्स
So have
वेल
I. I've seen it twice.
आई हैवन सीन
Oh
इट सो आई एम लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड।
God, it's such a
द
cool movie.
फोन कॉल, द फोन कॉल बिटवीन
I've seen
सलमान
lots of
खान।
clips of it.
दीक्षा, ऑल आई विल टेल यू इज हैव अ ड्रिंक इन योर हैंड, प्लीज डोंट वॉच इट सोबर।
We will make a drinking game out of it, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Amazing.
Chalo.
Nice.
All right.
Thank
Thank
you
you
for
so much,
having me.
Manya. One
Thank
for
you.
coming to the
And
podcast, and second, more importantly, being such a bloody loyal follower, knowing
yes,
our
always happy
podcast
to do
better than
that.
us.
And we will have you back again when we do Dawn
But on
2.
to, yes, we will.
Yes, I will be back. Very
Just
excited already. I will have
like Dawn.
questions spanning Dawn and Dawn 2.
Cool. Chalo.
Wow. करेंगे। चलो दैट हैज
All
बीन
right.
नाइस, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर लिसनिंग
Cool.
इन इफ यू आर
Thanks
देयर।
for the
Hi
listeners also. Other
Thank you,
Manyas out there
anyways.
in the audience. Thanks.
You know how to get
here. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
So, bye
Chalo,
guys.
bye.
Bye bye.